You're welcome back to the News at One. About 30 international protection applicants have started camping on Kildare Street in Dublin city centre, not far from the Doyle. Most of them had come from City West, where they'd been living during the cold weather. They're among just over 3,000 asylum seekers who haven't been offered accommodation by the state. In a statement issued to us this lunchtime, the Department of Integration said the cold weather response plan had now come to an end, and that while it is able to make temporary offers of accommodation to applicants found sleeping rough in Dublin city centre, the available capacity is down to very low levels. Louisa Santoro is the CEO of the Mendicity Homeless Charity, and she joins us now on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
As you understand it, why have the men decided to set up camp beside the Department of Agriculture, just a stone's throw from Leinster House?
I think that people are much safer in numbers. I mean, this is no truer than this for this group. But obviously, there is limited places now for people to set up any tent, and they have no alternative. There's no other option. So we've seen, obviously, the fencing off of the canal, which certainly is a policy that reduced the visibility of this group, but definitely did not solve the problem. So this might seem like an obvious choice.
The latest figures show that just over 3,000 asylum seekers are currently without accommodation. So where are most of them now staying?
Well, that we don't know. I mean, there are 3,000 people that have arrived that have not been offered any accommodation, any basic shelter. That is the real story, rather than the story of 30 people that are close to the door. And really, there must be some sort of service site where they would be safer than being out on Kildare Street. But people maybe have made other arrangements. They may have linked in through a church group, a community group. They may be outside of Dublin or in areas that are less visible. Obviously, when they are most visible, they get the most attention.
Mm-hmm. We know that plans to accommodate men in tents at Thornton Hall in North Dublin, that they've been stymied by legal action, and there's been a similar objection in Athlone. So in the short term, what's the solution?
Sir, in the short term, what we saw yesterday, obviously a service like ours, which is very frontline, we see these changes acutely, immediately. So we saw people coming in from City West yesterday morning, first thing. We would really like to close any information gaps so that people actually are aware of the services that are available to them. Services like ours, we're open 6 days a week, we're open 14 hours a day, and our priority is always for people that are sleeping outside. So that would be closing any information gap. Obviously, we're a week past an election, and certainly to say that we cannot continue to departmentalise this problem. This absolutely needs an all-government approach.
All right. Listen, thank you very much for talking to us. Also, just referring back to that statement from the Department of Integration, it says it has opened a new accommodation centre in Athlone, and the first group of international protection applicants arrived at that Midlands accommodation centre yesterday. It says the site will be occupied on a phased basis and gradually increased to accommodate up to 1,000 residents.